know I could have saved the love that night if I'd known what to say. Instead of making love, we both made a separate ways. And now I hear you found somebody new, and that I never meant that much to you. To hear that tears me up inside, and to see you cuts me like a knife. I guess every rose has its thorn, just like every night has its dawn, just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn.
WRPQ Baraboo, W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. New concerns in the Middle East with increased fighting between Israel and Iranian-backed Hezbollah militants along Israel's Lebanon border. ABC's Selena Wang has more.
What this speaks to is how the whole region is on edge. Not only do you have the Gaza war still raging, but now there's this other front with Lebanon, fears of this opening another front. And Hamas is very different from Hezbollah. Hezbollah is better armed, better equipped, better funded. So deep concerns here about any miscalculation turning into something more serious.
The first named tropical storm of the hurricane season, Alberto, churning in the Gulf, but already impacting South Texas. And dangerous heat blanketing the Midwest and Northeast today. And in western states, fire crews are battling more than a dozen wildfires. Two in New Mexico have forced evacuations. And Americans are marking Juneteenth, the day when enslaved people in Texas learned of their freedom 2.5 years after the emancipation. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
According to the DOJ, Attorney General Josh Call and 42 other attorney generals reached a $700 million nationwide agreement to resolve allegations related to the marketing of Johnson & Johnson baby powder. According to authorities, the resolution addresses allegations that the brand deceptively promoted and misled consumers in advertisements about its talc powder products. As part of the agreement, the company has agreed to stop the manufacture and sale of its baby powder and baby powder products that contain talc here in the U.S. The state will also receive over $15 million as part of the resolution. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, isolated showers. A low in the low 60s. For tomorrow, cloudy skies, pop-up showers and storms, and highs in the mid-70s. More rain possible Friday and Saturday. Highs warm to the low 80s and more humid. On Sunday, mostly sunny. Highs, low 80s. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 74 right now.
99.7
maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant joins off here 5 p.m. on Wednesday. Hey, we are halfway through the work week. That is a good thing, right? I'm just happy it's Wednesday. The weekend is in sight. Here's Janet Jackson on Max FM.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
walk like an Egyptian.
It's not news and more. Not 7 Max FM. Dave with you on Wednesday night. Here is so you can shop local and say big at Max FM, bigdeals.com. You can get a $25 DesTech Alarms 1-hour shooting range certificate for $17. DesTech Alarms offers membership packages to their indoor shooting range, along with firearm rentals, education and training courses, and shooting leagues. This is also a mobile device certificate, so you do not have to wait for us to send it to you. For more information about them and this offer, go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Coming up, we will have a look at sports news by Toto on Max FM.
Max FM Sports.
And then there were two. Good evening. I'm Doug Russell with sports. The Packers have made a move, albeit a small and expected one today. The team releasing kicker Jack Belezny. He was part of a three-man kicking competition during OTAs with incumbent Anders Carlson and veteran journeyman Greg Joseph. With only 90 available roster spots for next month's training camp, more cuts are coming. The kicking competition, though, is down to a two-man race. To baseball, it's the Brewers and the Angels tonight for one more game in Anaheim. The Crews lead in the Central is now 7 games after the rest of the division played getaway day games today. It was the Cardinals losing to the Marlins 4-3. The Cubs edged the Giants 6-5. The Pirates beat the Reds 1-0. A couple of other afternoon games today. San Diego, a 5-2 winner at Philadelphia. Also, the Braves blanked the Tigers at Truist Park 7-0. As for the Brewers, tonight Freddie Peralta pitches against the Angels' Tyler Anderson. Game time is set for 8:40 from Angel Stadium. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
I hear the drums echoing tonight. She hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me toward salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, "Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you. Longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
maximum music. Max FM.
Genesis, that's all on Max FM.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought it was right. It's always the same, it's just a shame, that's all.
I'd say day, and you'd say night. Tell me it's black when I know that it's white. Always the same, it's just a shame, and that's all.
More
99.7 Max FM.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Wednesday night. Most of the secrets to living a long life are not fun, eating healthy, exercising, and somehow avoiding stress and lack of sleep. Not avoiding those lately. So this is different. What if the secret was eating more cheese? After all, we are in Wisconsin. Now, there's a new study out of China that says the single most important contributor to healthy aging and longevity is mental well-being, and there's also strong connection to cheese consumption. Now, before you get too excited, there definitely isn't a direct connection between chowing down on Cheez-Its and eternal life. Here's the logic. To live longer, you need a happy mental well-being, and those who reported the most robust levels of mental health and stress resilience seem to eat more cheese and fruit. So you know what? Maybe I'll eat some more cheese curds tonight, and then I'll feel better, I'll sleep better, and I won't have any stress. I'll try it out, and I'll let you know what happens. Coming up, we'll have a look at Weather News by Katy Perry on Max FM.
Big deals.
1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
Take a short drive to Big Savings at Little Market and More of Sauk City. Find your favorite basket and bedding plants, crafts, and fresh produce at this family-owned and operated stand. Little Market and More accepts cash and credit cards and is open Monday through Friday from 3 to 7 and Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 7. Find fresh flowers, veggies, honey, and more at Little Market and More, S9748 County Road E, Sauk City.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, jewelry, and much more for women and men. Check out their new tween section for children's sizes 10 and up. Woman owned and operated, Amber Lux's Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added weekly, so stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, isolated showers. A low in the low 60s. For tomorrow, cloudy skies, pop-up showers and storms, and highs in the mid-70s. More rain possible Friday and Saturday. Highs warm to the low 80s and more humid. On Sunday, mostly sunny. Highs low 80s. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 73.
99.7 Max FM.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel this so paper thin? Like a house of cards, one blow from caving in. Do you ever feel already buried deep? 6 feet under screen.
99.7 Max FM.
Relax, don't you rest when you wanna go to rest.
97 Max FM. Now, I suppose that cheese is not supposed to be fried. It didn't mention anything about that, and that was kind of what I was thinking about for my cheese skirts tonight. Our 50-minute music continues with Katrina and the Waynes on Max FM.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Always trying to keep it under.
what you don't want.